For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. covering a variety of topics related to health and wellness. Don't forget to tune in next week for my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake. Got a great show lined up for you today. I'm actually really, really excited to talk with you all. Today we're talking about some of the most cutting edge and leading research in longevity. So longevity is really the study of not just how to live longer, but how to maximize those longer years. And the special guest that I have on with me today wins the prize for being a guest on the show from the farthest point on the globe that we've ever had, because she is right now in Milan, Italy, and has taken time out of her busy schedule working at one of the probably top research facility in the world regarding the study of longevity and how to extend health and lifespan, and is going to take time with us today to share some valuable, powerful, and groundbreaking information completely based on research about how to live longer. In my own journey in trying to help patients that I see in my office, I have been following the work of Dr. Walter Longo, who my special guest works with his research foundation, and looked at his books and looked at his body of over 30 years of research and what he has developed as far as therapies and understanding to help people improve their lives and improve their longevity. It truly is some of the most groundbreaking and exciting work to come through the field of medicine in a very long time. So today is an important show. We have on the phone, all the way from Milan, Romina Cervigini. She is a nutritional biologist at the Walter Longo Foundation. The Walter Longo Foundation supports research aimed at rapidly developing inexpensive, creative, integrative therapies for the treatment of serious diseases and the identification of strategies to prevent illness and promote longer, healthier lives. The foundation is engaged in fundraising, conducting its own research, and advancing the work of other scientists studying nutrition and longevity. Project selection guidelines focus on scientific rigor, potential, and creativity. Dr. Romina, foundational nutritional biologist, obtained her PhD at the Open University in the United Kingdom, focusing her attention on the field of oncology, and a second-level master's in nutrition and dietetics. She has worked as a postdoctoral researcher with the National Research Committee in Naples and the San Rafael Vita Salute University in Milan. So, Dr. Cervigini, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today and share with us this amazing, groundbreaking information.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation. It's my pleasure to be here and speak with you.
So, we've got so much to cover today. Do you want to start by telling us a little bit about Dr. Longo and about yourself and, you know, about maybe just before we get into the nuts and bolts of what we're going to discuss as far as his research and some really, really interesting things, maybe Dr. Longo's history as a researcher and, you know, to put it into context a little bit so people can understand how much scientific research and study has gone in to the information we're going to discuss today?
Yes, of course. I work in the Walter Longo Foundation in Italy. He also is the founder of another foundation in USA, which is Create Cures. And Professor Longo is also the director of the Longevity Institute at the USC. and of the Program of Longevity and Cancer at the IFOM in Milan, Italy. And he has studied biochemistry applied to the health and topic and to nutrition for more than 30 years now. And yes, he is the creator also of the longevity diet and the fasting mimicking diet, which are the topics that I also treat here in the foundation. Yeah, like as you said, I studied biology, and then I focused my attention during my PhD on oncology and during my postdoctoral period in neurosciences. Then I also studied nutrition and dietetics, and so for this reason I had the possibility to mix all these expertise. So now I'm visiting patients in the Walter Longo Foundation, patients of any kind, so also affected by several diseases, including cancer and neurodegenerative diseases, but also other diseases. And then with the Walter Longo Foundation, we also organize and coordinate the more than now 30 clinical trials around the world, which are about any kind of pathology, different pathologies. Mm-hmm. For example, multiple sclerosis, diabetes, cancer, and so on.
Yeah, it is. It's quite fascinating work. And I originally got introduced to Dr. Longo's work as he was an expert on actually a documentary that I watched, I believe, on what was it called? The Science of Fasting. And, you know, that the research that was featured on that documentary, which I believe was shot many years ago, had to do around his work with cancer and this amazing ability where, and please correct me if I'm wrong, because my interpretation of what I saw in the documentary and when I watched it may not line up with what it actually achieved, but I can give an overview and maybe you can help correct me if I'm wrong. But what was highlighted there was the exciting research he was doing at USC that showed that if he fasted mice before giving them a very toxic dose of chemotherapeutic agents, the mice had very little side effects. And then there were other mice that were not fasted that were given, again, very toxic doses of chemotherapy. And many of those mice developed disabilities or some of them died. And it was through some of these initial, I'm sure there was plenty of research leading up to this, but it was quite profound because it helped us understand that fasting induced this sort of protective mechanism of our own cellular machinery and allowed these mice's bodies to withstand a much greater level of toxicity without damage. And then we started to infer, based on other research, it helped explain some of the other benefits of fasting that we are now seeing play out in some of these other clinical trials for other types of disease states, like you talked about, like multiple sclerosis. And of course, we're going to talk about some of the profound effects that it has on metabolic disease, which, you know, is what the fasting mimicking diet is most indicated at this point to treat and to work with, and that I have seen in my clinic that exact play out, because I've had many patients where I looked at them metabolically from their lab work and their studies. They did the fasting mimicking diet for several rounds, and then all of the repeat objective labs showed improvements in all of those metabolic markers. So, you know, I mean, it really does span a large, large breadth of health conditions. It's quite fascinating.
Yeah, that's true. In animal experimental models, it was demonstrated also that the combination, the chemotherapeutic agents have an effect on the cancer, and also the fasting has the same effect. But the combination of both has a synergistic effect, so it's even better, of course. Also because, as you said, it can limit the side effects of the chemotherapy agents. We have some current clinical trials now on cancer, both in USA and also in Italy. And in these trials, we combine the fasting mimicking diet with the diet with a standard cure, which is can be chemotherapy, immunotherapy, or also other therapies, but always in combination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be some very exciting research. And, you know, before we, I think when we come back from the break, we can start talking about some specific things like what is the longevity diet? What is the fasting mimicking diet? We've got a lot of really exciting topics to cover. You know, from my standpoint, and, you know, you don't have to agree with me at this point. This is going to be my speculation and my theory, because I like to look at human systems on a much broader scale. It's great. I love looking at the detailed research of how cellular mechanics work and how things that we use affect the body. But then it's also nice to look at the macro scale as well. And for me, fasting is something that humans have pretty much been in experiencing since very early time. Food was oftentimes periods of abundance and periods of less abundance. And so, you know, it's only more so in modern culture that we have access to so much food, you know, and so much uninterrupted flow of caloric intake. And so, you know, when we look back at how humans evolved in human history, there were these periods of time often of caloric restriction. And the way that I like to look at fasting is I like to look at it almost like how our body needs sleep. It's almost like a cycle that seems to be necessary, and it seems to be one of the only things that can engage biological processes that have to do with cleaning up old, damaged, and useless parts of the body. It's quite fascinating. Just like sleep is a major physiological trigger that helps our body to break down and eliminate and deal with some of the metabolic toxicity that accumulates throughout the day as a result of being so biologically active. It's almost like fasting is almost like a way of triggering these biological processes that help clean up the body. And what is truly fascinating and interesting to me that I'm sure fascinates you and has obviously fascinated Dr. Longo, because he's focused so much time on this research, is that there doesn't seem to be really any other things that we can do biologically, even pharmaceutically at this point, that trigger the depth and breadth and deep response that fasting seems to have on the body in its ability to destroy aberrant cells, whether that's potentially cancer cells, whether that's autoimmune cells, to reset metabolic processes, to help the body burn fat. It seems to be this essential component to maintaining our bodies. It's revolutionary for people because nobody wants to hear it, because nobody likes to be hungry in our society. But the reality is that hunger, if structured properly and done well, triggers biological processes that are one of the most powerful ever studied to support human health. And as Dr. Longo has clearly shown with his research, longevity. So when we come back from the break, Romina, I would love for you to let's start getting into Dr. Longo's research and talking about the nuts and bolts of the fasting mimicking diet. If people want to learn more, they can read his amazing book called The Longevity Diet, which outlines a lot of these concepts and discusses them specifically. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with The Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense.
Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. Today, we are talking with one of the lead nutritionists at the Valter Longo Institute. And the Valter Longo Institute is focused on health and longevity and progressing research related to helping all sorts of human health issues. Dr. Valter Longo has written a very successful book called The Longevity Diet and has developed something called the Fasting Mimicking Diet, which is a program to help stimulate all of the benefits of fasting while still consuming some base calories. Dr. Romina Sergini is in Milan, and she has joined us this morning to help us understand more about the groundbreaking research and work that is being done at the Valter Longo Institute. So, Dr. Sergini, if you could talk to us a little bit about the longevity diet and the fasting mimicking diet, what is the main focus of these diets?
Yeah, okay. The main objective of these diets is to live longer and healthier. In fact, when we speak about longevity, many people think that if we live to 100, for example, they are going to be very sick for the last 20 or 30 years of their life. But this is not necessarily true. In fact, it is possible to act through the food as it was a pharmacological tool to improve health and to live longer but healthier. So these are the main aims of this diet.
So to live a healthier life and a longer life. I know that you know many people feel if they were to live to 90 or 100 years old, that those last years of their life would be very, you know, are not associated with living so great. People are concerned about bone fractures and dementia and, you know, all of the really difficult things that come with aging. I think it's to suggest Dr. Longo has studied many, many people, what are called centenarians, people that live into their hundreds, and compiled a lot of research and data to understand that the human body, if cared for properly, can have and maintain quite good function even into those later years. Is that true?
Sorry, can you repeat, please?
Okay. Yes. Well, let's go on to the second question here. It's a little bit easier. Does the scientific data that Dr. Longo has accumulated over the years suggest that diet and nutrition could help people live longer and healthier lives?
Yeah, the study of centenarians is just one of what Professor Valter Longo called the five pillars of longevity. So this is a scheme, and these five pillars are based on different disciplines that evaluate what works and what doesn't work for healthy nutrition. So apart from the studies of centenarians, the other pillars are eventology, so the science of health, the epidemiology, clinical studies, and also the understanding of complex systems. So these The combination of these five pillars can give a strong base for studies, and in particular in this case for the longevity diet and also for the fasting native diet.
Okay, so that's very helpful. I do love Dr. Longo's five-pillar approach, because it particularly to me is interesting now that with nutrition there's so much confusion about what is a good diet. Many people feel, you know, there's all of these fads, a keto diet and a paleo diet and, you know, a vegan diet or a vegetarian diet. And it's very, very confusing, and there's so much misinformation out there about nutrition. And Dr. Longo is one of the only researchers I have ever seen to really study the actual science and data around different diets, looking at how it is applied to human health, not just theoretically, but by studying epidemiology, clinical studies, and centenarians. He's been able to really parse out what logically seems to make the most sense about what humans should eat to live healthy and live as long as possible. So do you think that the science of nutrition has been affected by a lot of misinformation or non-factual information?
In the era of fake news, everybody can voice their opinion. And this is becoming a problem. So, for example, the daily protein quantity is an important aspect for the longevity diet that is based on the five pillars of longevity. So the quantity of protein should be enough, but not in excess. And but actually, currently, many fitness enthusiasts, for example, are among those that promote hyperproteic diets and low-carb diets. But this is not a very healthy choice. Based on the many studies, especially research papers, Professor Longo saw that the ideal quantity of protein is around 0.8 grams or 0.36 grams per pound. So, for example, if you are 130 pounds or 60 kilos, the ideal amount of protein is 47 grams every day. And even if in any case it's best to consult a registered dietitian to figure out the right amount for you, as this can vary and depend not only on the body weight but also the body composition. And for instance, an obese man that have maybe around 30% of fat mass should consider less quantity of protein. But apart from the quantity, it's also important the timing in which the proteins are consumed. So the bulk of the protein, for example, if you have to assume 40 grams of protein, so the bulk would be around 30 grams, should be consumed in a single meal for muscle synthesis and especially after training. And regarding the quality and not only the quantity, the protein should be chosen among vegetable proteins like those from legumes, nuts, and so on, avoiding animal proteins apart from fish. And this also it's important to consult a registered dietitian, because also the quantity can vary depending on age. In fact, as we age, and especially after the 65 years, it's better to increase our protein amounts a little bit, like 10-20%. And so after 65 years of age, also the longevity diet, Professor Longo suggests to start introducing more eggs, goat meat, and a little more fish than before, maybe also some white meat. This is the misinformation.
Yeah, those are very, I think, interesting and groundbreaking concepts. And what I like about how it's introduced is that it's not just based on a theoretical idea. These are specific things that Dr. Longo recommendations he's come to by looking at these five pillars of research and studying people, their behaviors that accumulate and contribute to people having the longest lives. So studying centenarians, looking at epidemiology. And yes, in this new fad, everything is geared at very low carb and lots of protein. And I believe and agree that people overconsume animal protein on a large degree under the auspicion that it is very healthy and that we should not eat a lot of carbohydrates. Whereas Dr. Longo's view is that to have moderate protein intake and to try and get most of that protein intake from plant-based material. And if you're eating a good, healthy diet that doesn't rely on a lot of processed food and certain types of carbohydrates, then you are very likely to maintain a good body mass index, not become overweight, have lower markers of inflammation, lower levels of cholesterol, lower and more balanced levels of blood sugar, which are all key components to help minimize the biological effects of aging on the body. And what I also want to summarize, which I think is a particularly interesting point that Dr. Longo has discovered in his research, is this point that you make of after the age of 65, increasing your protein intake by 10 to 20%. So after around 65, it seems to make a little bit more sense to consume more animal protein because we know that after the age of 65, our muscle mass tends to decrease more significantly and our weight tends to decline a bit. And increasing the animal protein intake after that age seems to be correlated with not increasing risk of cancer and other issues that are associated with heavy animal protein intake earlier in life, but are one of the keys to supporting longevity by maintaining body mass and muscle mass. So it really is an interesting concept. And out of all of the paradigms of nutrition that I have looked at and everything that comes across my desk, while some are very popular and can get short-term results, so for example, eating a lot of animal protein and very little carbohydrates can make people that are overweight lose weight, which makes it appear as if they are getting very healthy. But in reality, while their weight is coming down, which may have some health benefits, the way that they are eating is not conducive to what the long-term research has showed to help them avoid major diseases later in life and live as long and as healthy as they possibly could. So it really breaks open some of the stereotypes and misinformation that's being put out there. In my opinion, what I have looked and what I have researched, Dr. Longo's approach to nutrition and to diet is probably the most well-researched approach I have ever seen when it comes to optimal maintenance of health and longevity, which is, if you think about that and that statement, it truly is groundbreaking. When we come back from the break, Dr. Servigini, let's talk about some of these other issues related to carbohydrates and fats and how the diet is structured and some of the main features of the longevity diet. And then we can also talk about the amazing work that has been introduced with the fasting mimicking diet that Dr. Longo introduced, which is called Prolon, which I have overseen many patients in my practice and have done it myself and seen the benefits. So there's a lot of great information to continue to get to here. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We are talking with Dr. Romina Sirigini. She is one of the lead nutritionists at the Valter Longo Institute, which is a research facility headquartered in Milan, Italy, spearheaded by Dr. Valter Longo, who is one of the foremost leading researchers in the field of longevity and health. He wrote a best-selling book called The Longevity Diet, which outlines and leads to basically his 30 years of research on looking at nutrition and lifestyle behaviors that are the most well-proven approach to living healthfully and living long. Many people will say, geez, doctor, I don't want to live to be 100 if I'm going to be ill and sick and miserable from 80 years on, from 80 to 100 years. But what we understand by looking at Dr. Longo's research, by his work of studying epidemiology, which is looking at a large group of people in various populations and looking at different behaviors, lifestyles, and things that they do that contribute to their health, studying centenarians, which are people that have lived to be 100 years or older, there are and many other aspects of science and nutrition, that there are key fundamental things we can do to support our human health and physiology, which if done properly and in line with the right genetics can confer a longer, healthier life. So we've been talking about the longevity diet. Dr. Sirigini in the last segment discussed with us how, as Dr. Longo discussed it, it's a lower amount of animal protein than what we typically see in American diets and most modernized diets around the world. As we get older, past the age of 65, that protein intake can increase to account for some of the effects of aging and muscle mass loss. Before 65, it's ideal to get most of your protein from vegetable sources and fish. Seafood is basically what Dr. Longo is suggesting. Of course, looking at low mercury and healthier fish. And to it, that saying that it's okay to consume a higher carbohydrate diet as long as those carbohydrates are very complex carbohydrates broken down slowly from things like legumes and beans, even vegetable sources of carbohydrates, or sometimes in certain forms, complex carbohydrates from whole grains. So, Dr. Sirigini, I'd like for you to elaborate a little bit on some of these questions because carbohydrates get such a bad rap. What about and what are the carbohydrates most often incorporated or seen as healthy in the longevity diet that Dr. Longo's researched?
Yeah, you're right. The longevity diet is relatively high in carbs. But what is important, like you were saying, is their composition. So nowadays it's very popular to hear about low carb as the best diet. But actually, based on the five pillars of longevity, they are not. In fact, if you look at the centenarians, for example, in places where people live the longest, many of them eat a lot of carbs. But of course, all carbs are not the same. So, for example, starches and sugar should be limited, and carbs should be as more as complex as possible. So the carbs should come from, for example, from vegetables, legumes, and also whole bread, for example. And but at the same time, we should keep our diet low in sugar and limited in pasta, rice, juices, and other carbs and starches that because they are easily converted into sugars.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, yeah. So if you all of your carbs are derived from food that breaks down right away into sugar, then this is going to give you weight up and then also cause insulin resistance among all the problems.
Yeah, so basically what the diet suggests is that not only it's very important to make sure that you determine and look at the type of carbohydrate that you're eating, because we know that carbohydrates can have a very different effect on your body depending on which ones they are. So as you talked about the highly processed carbohydrates, something like a refined pasta or something that comes in a package that's been refined, or of course sugars from things like candy bars or chocolate or processed food that has a lot of sugar added to it, act completely differently in the body than carbohydrates that come from, let's say, whole grain rice or maybe from a sweet potato or from beans and legumes. There's still carbohydrate content, or even vegetables like, let's say, carrots or beets. They contain carbohydrates, but the sugars in them and the way that they interact with your body are completely different. And while we know that physiologically, it's really interesting to also, you know, look at Dr. Longo's five pillars of health and say, well, geez, when he studied people that have lived into their 100s and done it healthfully and maintained a lot of their mental faculties and physical faculties, what he finds is that many of them actually have a relatively high carbohydrate diet, which is quite surprising when we look at the misinformation out there that all carbohydrates are bad, right? Is that a fair summary of what you explained?
Yeah, you did
it
perfectly.
Okay, great. So can you talk a little bit about fats? Because that's another question that comes up. You know, there are new diets that are very popular now, specifically the ketogenic diet, which is even more focused mm-hmm. on a diet primarily made up of fat. And in many instances, the ketogenic diet, the fats that are chosen are not necessarily a lot of differentiation. They don't care where the fat comes from. It could come from lard, from bacon, for all they care. But what are the fats that Dr. Longo, through his research, have determined are the healthiest for the body and confer the best chances of good longevity and health?
Yeah, the fat in the longevity diet should represent about 30% of the calorie intake, the total calorie intake. But also in this case, like in carbohydrates examples, the fat should be the beneficial one, so not the saturated fat, but the unsaturated fat. For example, deriving from olive oil, salmon, walnuts, and the diet should be as low as possible in saturated fat, but also hydrogenated and trans fat. So every macronutrient, so protein, carbohydrates, and fat, everyone. It's very, very important for the diet. They should be balanced. But among every nutrient, every macronutrient, we should choose the right one.
Yes, that exactly.
And in the case of fat.
Yes, and choosing the right one is not guesswork. You know, it's – I don't want to say it's common sense, but it's sensical based on looking – at what has worked for humans in the past based on how healthy they have become. And again, I keep saying it over and over and over again, but to me it's incredibly impactful to look at somebody who has developed a body of research that's based actually on human health and experience versus there's not a lot of research to suggest that a very high protein diet, very low in carbohydrates that utilizes animal protein multiple times a day at every meal from any animal source, poultry, red meat, fish. There's no long-term evidence that this diet is incredibly healthy when you study broad spectrums of populations all around the world. So it's impactful, and I believe it is of worth note for people to look at the research coming out in the longevity diet, because let's be honest, folks, a lot of times the diets that are promoted, it doesn't make a lot of sense when every single day you pick up the newspaper and there's a different recommendation of what you should be eating based on a new fad that's going on around the nutrition world. So it makes a lot of sense when we look at a body of research that expands across so much time, across so many different populations, and truly reflects what we're seeing helps humans live longer. So it's exciting to me, and I'm hoping that people will check out Dr. Longo's book, The Longevity Diet, and look at some of these issues around intermittent fasting. So, you know, we talked about one little component of things. I mean, do you want to, Dr. Sivagini, give an example of a healthy longevity diet, or do you want to talk a little bit about what it might look like in the course of a day, or do you feel like we've covered that?
Yeah. For example, a healthy filling meal could consist, for example, of 50 grams of starches, so pasta and rice, but only 50 grams, and then 300 grams of legumes, for example, chickpeas or beans, for example, and 150 grams of vegetables. So this is actually a high carbohydrate dish, but it's very different from eating, for example, 120 grams of white pasta.
Yep.
Because pasta, which turns very rapidly into sugar, and this is hence metabolically like eating a big dish of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an example which will be very nutritious, healthy, and also filling. So also people will not suffer from eating healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree. I think it's a great recommendation. And when people eat that way, and we advise that in our clinic, I see patients and clients of ours that, you know, we instruct to eat in that manner report feeling a lot better. Digestion can improve, energy levels can improve, as long as it's properly balanced. And what's nice about it is it, again, doesn't fall into any major extreme where we're saying people shouldn't eat any meat or have any animal protein or should only have plant protein. You know, they should be, it's not saying they should be vegan or vegetarian or they should be paleo. It's a combination of things that is in line with optimal health and human physiology, which I think is incredibly important. Now, one of the other important issues that Dr. Longo brings up in the Longevity Diet book has to do with the timing in which people eat. So, you know, there's a certain window of time in which it's considered ideal to consume most of your calories. Can you talk a little bit about the research around that and what is recommended?
Yeah, of course. Yes, in the book, Professor Longo recommends 12-hour time-restricted feeding. In fact, there are some data on experimental animal models suggesting that eating the same amount of food in fewer hours has beneficial effects on health. But this shouldn't be taken to the extreme, of course, because there could be health issues with people who fast for long, for example, for 16 hours. Now, nowadays, it's very common to hear people who do an intermittent fasting of 16, 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But 16 hours a day, every day, in the long term, can induce some problems like gallstone disease, for example. Because this, when we fast, the body can start to break down for energy, and letting the liver beginning to secrete more cholesterol into the bile it produces. So the bile may stay also longer in the gallbladder because it cannot be empty normally. And then this can induce gallstone formation, and which in turn can block bile duct and prevent the normal flow of bile from the gallbladder to the small intestine. And this causes severe pain. Of course, this is not happened to every people, but this is one of, it has been associated to fasting for longer every day, mm-hmm. in the long term. So moreover, also another problem is that people who fast for 16 hours a day or longer, they usually skip breakfast. And this has been associated, again, with mortality from cancer and cardiovascular diseases. So from these studies and also from the observation of centenarians, Professor Longo recommends eating a 12-hour window. For example, if you have breakfast at 8 a.m., then you should have your last meal before 8 p.m. And this is not really difficult. And also the opposite way, so eating more than 12 hours a day, push to cumulatively eat more food, and then this can induce metabolic disorders and also meat problems. So the ideal time should be 12 hours a day.
Right, which again is not a difficult recommendation to follow. Intermittent fasting is very, very popular, and people did. This is one of the things that I did learn when I watched that documentary where I first got turned on to Dr. Longo's work, is that intermittent fasting has become very popular because in some ways it does stimulate certain aspects of beneficial components of physiology that fasting does. But as you pointed out, if the same thing is done every single day, it can create problems when we limit that feeding window to really low. It's almost like the body is used to having this variability that intermittent fasting sort of takes us away from. You know, this variability that more long-term fasts give us is more congruent with how humans existed prior and how our physiology maybe developed over the course of time. And that has to do with calories being present for a period of time, and then all of a sudden they're not. If it's intermittent fasting, there's a regularity to it that seems to diminish the overall impacts and positive benefits in our body. And, you know, now that there's research to suggest that people who do these 16-hour intermittent fasts every single day may be at higher risk for gallstone disease and gallbladder disease and other conditions, it starts to make sense that maybe this wasn't the exact way that humans were designed to operate on a daily basis with our physiology. And it, again, lends itself to what makes sense about doing intermittent periods of fasting, like the Prolon or fasting mimicking diet, because here we're changing things up on the body. We've got periods of caloric abundance that go on, and then all of a sudden there's a short period of time with some caloric restriction. That is what seems to trigger some of the most important physiological healing effects. And most people eating within a 12-hour window is not too difficult because most people know that's basically what they should do anyway. Most people know that you shouldn't be eating right before bed. It's generally not considered a behavior that's associated with optimal weight and optimal health. So it's really not that difficult if you have your first meal at, let's say, 7 a.m. to have your last meal at 7 p.m. That's a reasonable, realistic approach, and it seems to be that based on Dr. Longo's research, that is a sufficient amount of a window of time to consume most of your calories and have optimal balance with human health and physiology. Now, Dr. Sivergini, we're going to have to take a quick break, and when we come back, I would love for you to start talking about the fasting mimicking diet. We've spent these first two segments discussing a lot of topics, or these first segments discussing a lot of topics related to the longevity diet, but we haven't even touched on the fasting mimicking diet, which is a way that people can take these conceptual ideas of how powerful fasting can be and implement them today safely and stimulate these incredible healing properties in our body. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at MyVillageGreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We've been talking with Dr. Romina Servigini, who is one of the lead nutritionists at the Walter Longo Foundation, coming to us all the way from Milan, Italy. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today. We've been talking about the work encompassed in Dr. Longo's groundbreaking book called The Longevity Diet. But Dr. Servigini, I'd like to talk in this last segment about his groundbreaking work on fasting and this incredible program he's developed called the Fasting Mimicking Diet, which he calls it, and it sells under the name Prolon, P-R-O-L-O-N, backed by all of his research, and is a safe, effective way to stimulate these amazing properties of fasting without completely cutting all your calories. So I'd love in this last segment for you to talk as much as possible about the Fasting Mimicking Diet.
Yeah, okay, yeah. The Prolon Fasting Mimicking Diet has been elaborated, created based on about 30 years of studies, and it has been created to allow people to follow easily fasting. So Fasting Mimicking Diet is also clinically tested, and in general, we recommend to use it because a homemade version runs the risk of approximations and inaccuracies. And also, it can incur also in different results. The Prolon now has been tested on more than 7,000 people, and there are also some papers published about it. For example, Professor Longo conducted a human clinical trial with about 100 patients for 6 months and 3 cycles of a fasting mimicking diet. And the paper showed a reduction of many markers like cholesterol, blood pressure, fasting glucose, high triglycerides, and also CRP levels, which is an inflammatory risk factor for cardiovascular diseases. And moreover, even if it's not the main objective of fasting mimicking diet, it also helps in reducing weight, especially the visceral fat, which is essentially belly fat, and it also is a central risk factor in the development of many diseases like diabetes and cardiovascular diseases. And what was interesting from the study is that while fat continues to be burned after people return to their normal diet, it does not keep burning muscle, which is revealed once participants return to their normal diet. So this is also really interesting, in my opinion. And during fasting, our body uses its own components for fuel, and it tries to go after what's damaged, like you were telling before, but also probably keeps some normal cells in the cleanup process. So the FMD is a very specific diet that tricks the body into starvation mode by reducing proteins and sugar. And this seems to encourage organs and systems to get rid of what is damaged or what they don't need. In doing so, the fasting mimic diet also helps to save energy because the body needs to maintain fewer and less active cells. And then once normal eating patterns resume, the body works to rebuild what was broken down or lost. And for example, in the book, Professor Longo makes an analogy, the train analogy. So all trains use wood for fuel. And if a train is running out of fuel, then the engineer could take wood pieces from the train, and they would start from the damaged parts, and then they will use them as a fuel, which would make the train lighter in the process. And then when the train goes to the next station, maybe 20% of the train would be done and could be rebuilt to a brand new. So this is the same with our body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very interesting. And that's why I started in the beginning of the show talking about how amazing and profound some of the research is, that through these periods of fasting and even in the fasting mimicking diet, what we see is the body's ability to scavenge and almost use up for fuel some of the old damaged cells. It is quite fascinating. And Dr. Longo's research has been showing this, and I'm very excited to see the results of the new clinical trials being done with conditions like multiple sclerosis, because the initial studies and research have shown that fasting, actually, the body starts engulfing and destroying many of the autoimmune cells that are actually responsible for the progression of that disease, which is profound because at this point in time, there hasn't been any type of medical breakthrough that's actually triggers the body's own immune system to start destroying the autoimmune cells that disrupt the myelin sheath in multiple sclerosis. So this is groundbreaking research. Now, the initial studies were so incredibly interesting because they showed that difficult to lower markers, cholesterol, fasting blood sugar, hemoglobin A1C, inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein, which are associated with cardiovascular disease, all declined significantly and predictably in people with elevated markers after 3 rounds of Prolon or after 6 rounds of Prolon and stayed lower for many months after. And that is very also interesting to hear you talk about how even when the fasting mimicking diet is discontinued after 5 days, that fat burning continues, but muscle rebuilding starts to occur when normal calories are reintroduced. And I will tell you, this is something that I can collaborate that I've seen in my clinic as patients who have hit plateaus about their ability to lose fat after doing 1 or 2 rounds of the fasting mimicking diet were able, through just healthy diet and basic lifestyle changes, continue to help them lose weight and improve their body mass index without losing muscle mass, and all of their markers continue to improve. So it always is interesting from my perspective to hear what the research says and what theoretically should happen in the body. And then I am literally seeing this play out in front of me in the patients that I am helping go through this. Prolon is the fasting mimicking diet. I've done it myself. It's very easy to execute. It's prepackaged food for 5 days, perfectly curated to tell you exactly what to eat, when to eat, in good tasting hypoallergenic formulas that avoid most major triggers of food allergens like gluten and dairy and wheat. So it's very effective. The food tastes very good and it's incredibly useful. So you can visit Dr. Longo's site. You can visit Prolon. You can look up the longevity diet. Dr. Sivergini, we're out of time, but thank you so much for being an expert and taking the time out of your busy schedule from Italy to weigh in on this conversation with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, everybody. That wraps up today's show. I hope you learned something interesting. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you the best of health until next
time. Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.